Proverbs 3:35 says, "The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools." Now, Proverbs is basically about practical daily living and living according to divine wisdom. But there are two unavoidable truths in this statement. The wise shall inherit glory. Now, that can be, in a sense, in this earthly life, and there is inherent glory by living by God's wisdom. And one example is regarding a young man who's wise and who he lives a clean life. You compare a good Christian young man who keeps his nose clean, doesn't drink, doesn't do drugs, doesn't smoke, doesn't run around with the loose women and young ladies that are throwing themselves at him. You take a young woman with the same values. And Proverbs 20:29 says, "The glory of young men is their strength, and the beauty of old men is the gray head." Or, in my case, a gray beard, I guess. I don't have the hair to show. But even this earthly glory that a young man or young woman has because they're living a clean life ought to be lived, and that earthly glory sought for the purpose of pleasing God. So wisdom begets wisdom, and we want to glorify our God and Savior. And that's why the verse ends the way it does, because only fools live for the glory of this life alone. So that's why it ends by saying, "Shame shall be the promotion of fools." And of course, when a Christian dies, they're promoted to glory, to heaven. A fool dies, their promotion is to hell. It's not a promotion at all, but that's what the language here says. The shame shall be the promotion of fools. And so we put "promotion" in quotes of fools. They're promoted to hell. So the ultimate glory belongs to those who embrace the ultimate wisdom of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And any glory in this life is passing. Even if you've done the right thing for the right reason, your reward is in heaven at the judgment seat of Christ. You're storing your treasures above and not for what you can get in this life. Only the knowledge of God and His great salvation and that which is done for His glory in this life is of eternal value. And Jeremiah preached, "But let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord." So we live a life for God's glory, and in the end, that's all that's going to stand. And that will be our glory. And Paul says this in 1 Corinthians 1, 27-29, "But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and the base things of the world, and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are." Why? "That no flesh should glory in His presence." And Paul also goes on to point us back to the words of Jeremiah in 1 Corinthians 1:30-31, "But of Him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, He that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord." He does it twice. He does it again in 2 Corinthians 10:17-18. "But he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord." Now listen closely. "For not he that commendeth himself is approved, but whom the Lord commendeth." The wise man will embrace the gospel and live for God's commendation and not the commendation of men.